as you to evaluate the Chiyuv Isha in Hadlokas Ne'er. Not as simple as it seems. That's what we're up to in the Gemara. Ben, did you do anything on that Gemara about an Isha and what her Chiyuv is and her Hadlokas Ne'er is? Yeah, thank God at least one of us did. I did.
Yeah, were these chiyuvim followed bezman hazeh?
I'm sorry.
Are these chiyuvim followed of chiyuv isha followed bezman hazeh in Chanukah?
And what?
About Isra Malacha?
Yeah. No. Isra Malacha. I mean the meaning of Malacha. No. I'm referring to the chiyuv hadlaka. What did he will say? Right. Isha. Okay. Shalom. Hashtag Amrina. Chavim Lamar Aleph. Okay, about 10 lines to the top. Hashtag Amrina. Hadlagos in Mitzvah. Edlik Echer Shaita Bekota Lo Solo Klub. Okay. Why? They have no chi of mitzvah. Chayot shayt to be katan, a ptura min ha-mitzvah. Each of vaday madlekes. And this is what complicates this halacha. Period. There should have been a period. Each of vaday madlekes. Why not? So the Gemara is bothered, obviously, by the fact that Hadlokas Ne'eros is a mitzvah sasesha as rangvom. And usually women are p'turos for mitzvah sasesha as rangvom.
Kapitan Rosh Olam. Kapitan Rosh Olam.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah?
Kapitan Rosh Olam. Amidrash.
What's the language there?
Kapitan Rosh Olam.
Is it midrash?
Kivta, what is it? She made off.
Kafta. Kafta, a button, a key, yeah.
In Rosh Hashanah. As we can say, not in the Ishal, the Knerot. The midrash. She had behet.
No, no, my kid, how much was it?
Kafta, the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, Isha Vadei Madlekes. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua Bar Levi, Noshim Chayimot B'nei Chanukah. Period. And they put a period there. I mean, why? Rabbona made a takana. They wanted to make a takana for women also. But then the Gemara adds a few more words. Shabhein hoyu bosones. I know that. I'm aware that in Eretz Yisrael, there are men and women. It's not a completely women's country or men's country. And Rabbanim made a takonet to light their chedekah. So you want to tell me, yes, even though it's a mitzvah sheshas bagomo, Rabbanim made a takonet. But I give you a reason why they made a takonet. Shavein hoyu bosan anes. That doesn't really explain why you had to make the takona so broad that include women too. It's enough to have the mitzvah on men, and because the pursuing it covers everybody. What's the shaila? Shaila is, does a woman have an independent right or independent duty to light Ner Chanukah? No different than a man. What makes the suffix is that language, Afein Hoyabosanes. Who needs that reason? We need that reason. The reason is Rabbanu Masakin. What they said, No Shachayo of Ner Chanukah.
Aren't Neros Shabbos also Mitzvahs Asher Shemangrom? Are they just not a mitzvah or?
What? Wait, what? Neros Shabbos?
Yeah.
We'll get to the hold on the bait.
Kriyat Megillah, Kriyat Alel BePesach. Kriyat Megillah, Kriyat Alel BePesach.
Yeah.
Hafen Ayum Yotones.
Okay. I will. BePesach. Yesh chiyuv d'oraisa, right? Chiyuv d'oraisa on isu chometz, and mi sheyesh lo val tocho chometz, yesh lo mekum echol matzah. And ken yesh chiyuv matzah isu chometz, ze shover lekulam midoraisa. Aval inyan shel dalat kosos. Ze. Al zeh shoel l'gmora imeim chiyev usonat and l'gmora afein hoin b'osanes dome l'zeh. Okay, so what we're asking is the chiyev on noshim the same as the chiyev on men? How would you differentiate whether the mitzvah is the same for men and women, or whether the mitzvah is on men, and if it's on a lesser category, they put in women also, because I've hate hoing boson on this? One wouldn't ask this question unless you had an answer. Sometimes a question doesn't make sense without a good answer. Look at the sequence in the Gemara. Hidliko chera shoyte v'koto losav lo klum. Isho abadei madliko. So what are you talking about? You're talking about lahotzei acherim. That's the sense. We know when the cotton loss of lo klum for whom? For themselves, certainly loss of lo klum. A chereshet v'kot not chayev mitzvos. So we say a chereshet v'kot didn't do anything constructive. Means if he lit the candles for you, if he lit the menorah for you, you're not yotze with it. As if it wasn't lit, because lav b'chayuv lit it. Then is right after that isho b'adei madlika. So the Taz in the Shulchan Aruch on this halacha, right, says Mikan, you can see that a woman has the same chiyuvim as a man. If a woman can light instead of a man, it can be motzi a man yidei chavoso. How do you know he's referring to lahotzi? Because of the sequence, cher shoy tevekoton losa klum isha vada matlika. Right, so he assumes that we're talking about Lahotzi acher. You say acher sheit bekoton. The reference is to be yotzi someone, motzi somebody else. But isha abadei madlika, so she can be motzi somebody else. If she can be motzi somebody else, be also a man, that means she has the same mitzvah as men. That's nice, simple pshat in the Gemara. It's good diyuk. You wouldn't think of it yourself. The Taz showing the association in one sentence. Acher sheit bekoton. No isha yeh. You know, gabe what? Gabe lahotzi acherim, and isha yeh, that equates to isha and the man. But it's not muskum b'fi kol, not everybody agrees. as a miri on the tumor. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, isn't the reason why a woman can't get an aliyah because of coveted tzibor?
Yeah.
So then why don't we imply that a woman shouldn't be able to maybe fulfill a man's obligation because of coveted tzibor, you know, something, especially by something with presuming nisa?
Because that Hanukkah is not a tzibor thing. But I'll tell you, there's some sofa that says it.
Okay. Presuming nisa.
But not a little, very difficult. Some sofa on the Gemara, on this daf, some sofa on the Kedushim, on Hilchos Shabbos, says a very strange thing. He says that since there's a, I guess you don't let it out, those people who are still dating, don't let it out, they'll never accept a date from you, right? Since there's a mitzvah, lahadlik b'chutz, ein kvudo shel isha to go outside. Similar to what you said, they cover to me. This is, by the way, why there's a chiddush, I'll point out in a minute, between Megillah and Hanukkah. By Megillah, they introduce the issue of kovarat tzibur. But that's because Megillah, you have to read the rabbin. But this is really not a rabbin. The Chassam Sofer pushes the button, or pushes the envelope a little too far that a woman can't go outside. Place of a woman is in the kitchen. Go outside. If you said you want to take notes and bring that home, then you can come and sleep in my house. I'm going to let your wife know that you can't leave the house. She comes in the kitchen. We have an extra room at home. You can come. Yeah. Miri on the daf also introduces again, it's really diuk pshat. Why, as opposed to, why do you have to say shavein hoyim bosanes? Avein bosanes seems to be, I had a second thought. Chacham said, I made a mitzvah for the men. And I realized, Avhein hoye bosan anes. So we told them in also. He says, that means that they are a darga, a level below that of men. Otherwise, if we have to mention Avhein bosan anes, everyone knows that the salvation occurred for a whole family, men, women, children, or the tiny Avhein bosan anes, then you should make a real chidush halacha that a kotan is chayev. Shavein hoyim bosanes. A kotan shigiyah lechinuch. Right? Have a chiyuv. No one said that. Halacha lemaisa, we've introduced that on our own. Chiyuv part of chinuch, mitzvahs chinuch. So you train him to do mitzvahs. So the miri is medayik the same Gemara, Afein Bo'on Osan Anes, just like the Taz is medayik the association with Cher Shoyt Bekotan. Cher Shoyt Bekotan and the Isha that proves that we're talking about Lahotse Acherim, and Lahotse Acherim, that gives them equality, because you can't be Motse Acherim unless you have the same level of Chiyuv. Miri, however, says they don't really have Chiyuv. The fact that Gemara had to introduce the notion Shafein Bosunanes tells you it was not the same as men was the original Takone. Then Afein Bosunanes, we too that in also. And therefore Miri holds that a woman can't be Motzi Achir. Can't be Motzi Achir. But we have a Gemara in a few minutes. we'll read the Gemara, right? That what did Rav Zeira say? Look next, right? Amar Rav Zeira, Mireish Kavina Birav, Mishatridu Apriti, right? Badi Ushpiza. I was among the guests, right, in my Rav's house, so I gave him a puta to help pay for the oil. Also, the Nesivi Yitzhar, after I got married, I mean, Hashtavadi Otsritna. I don't have to now, the Komadliki Raib Gabisoi. So, how could the Miri say that a woman can't be Motzi a man? He's a Mephilishes. I mean, Miri learned a little piece of Gemara further also. Which leads us to another chidush in Ner Chanukah. I mentioned already in passing several times the notion of the concept Ner Ishu Beso. Is there a chiyuv bias or also a chiyuv gavua? Simple case. Soon see Asanoi is in the house. What about someone who's traveling? Is he mechuyev to light candles? He's traveling. He's going across the desert. It'll take him several weeks. Get a chiyuv to have an echanik and light the echanik at night. He has no house. That's such a posher shek. The fact that Rav Zeira had a wife at home, shayv is, though home is mechayev aner. But if the home is not mechayev aner, and you chayev because of Susi, Rabbanu will mechayev you because of Chshad, because you have your own room. It's not your home, but you have your own room, and the room has an exit, has an outside door. It's not your house. There is no chiyuv for you to light candles for the house. It's not ish ubeiso, it's not your house. Nevertheless, people don't know it. They see you have a room with a door outside. Mishum chshad. But Rabbanu masakin that way. Mishum chshad, you have to light that. That's a new halacha. Halacha that goes counter to the American spirit. Who the heck cares what you think of me? I know I'm doing what's right. We'll come to Rabbanu and say, no, can't do that. Shushad, it's important for people, right, not to think poorly of you.
So what's the difference between Shushad and Marasayan is...
Good point. Shushad and Marasayan is half similar. What do I mean half similar? Marasayan has two components. Someone will see you do something that really is mutter but doesn't look so good. So there's a marasayan of Shabbat. They'll think poorly of you. There's a second aspect though. If you're doing something which someone thinks is wrong, and for him it may be wrong, for you it's right. You are ben Eretz Yisrael as in Chutz La'aretz, right? And you go ahead and start putting on lights and playing the radio, not television, because we don't have televisions at home nowadays. Then there's afraid that he will learn from you something wrong. That's the second aspect of Marasai. Yeah, you'll mislead someone in Halach. Let's say it's half Marasai. It's interesting, you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't mention Shavuot, but it's no snacks. That language doesn't exist in the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch has the Gemara has it, Rambam leaves out that language. Noshim Achayobos, Shavuot, but it's no snacks. Leave that out. Noshim Achayobos, period. Why? I believe because the Rambam is telling you that the exact same level. That Isha can be Motzi a man. It's not a secular. The Miri is the one that's Medayik. Why the Gemara had to throw in that Avein Bo Sunesh. Everybody knows that when salvation came to Eretz Yisrael, it came to everybody living in Eretz Yisrael, men, women, children.
How do we answer for the Meiri?
You don't answer Meiri. Meiri wants to be medayik that pshat. You see, the Rambam is not medayik. Rambam makes the point, he leaves it out.
No, I have a Rebbe's question about that the next line in the Gemara talks about that Reb Zera was motzi.
Oh, I thought I quickly answered that already. We'll say it more elaborate. Okay. I said there's a new concept, old concept, that has to be analyzed. That's the concept Ner Ishu Beisa. That the bias is Bechayev. As I began to say, Holchei Midbar, I'm required to carry a menorah with you, or not. That has to do with the Achsenoi, the next Salah. What's the problem of an Achsenoi? He has no house. Well, what's the problem? He's a Jew, he's chai b'mitzvos, so he has to light candles. Rabbanu made a takon, they have to light candles. No, he never made the takon on the man. Made the takon that everyone who owns a house, is it like mezuzah, in other words? You have a house, you're chai b'mezuzah. You don't have a house, you're chai b'mezuzah. No chiv to buy a house. So, Ner Chanukah likewise. If Ner Chanukah is halacha ish ubeiso, if you have a house here, yeah, so hochi drochim, and don't have to worry about it. Right. But your house has a chiyuv. Therefore, what Rav Zera said, my house is covered. My wife is home, and she's lighting. She's lighting as a shliach of the house. She's lighting because she's a member of the household, right, and she's there, but someone else could light too. Not because she's my wife. She's home, she'll light that. But I have a chiyuv that my house should have a menorah Hanukkah. Therefore he says, I'm achsenoi, I'm a guest. I have no chiyuv as a guest. I have no house. Now you have a new insight. What do you do when you're mishtati b'priti? I make a kinyan on the house. I now have a house. Like the goy from Mechiras Chometz. He gives some money and I rent him my room. I rent him my study. Here we introduce a whole new union here. That's what Rav Zera said. Why don't I have to be Mishtate Bepriti anymore? Because my wife is Madlika Bebesi. And that was the original takona. Every house should have it.
So do you have to light for every
I'm sorry?
House? Let's say you have more than one house. Does that mean that you would have to light for every house?
Sure. It says better. You have two psochim on one house in different sides. You have to light in both. That's the shulchan. Because people won't go on that side, won't see the menorah, they think you didn't light. But sure, any house that's yours, you have to light. Do I have a house that you don't live in? No. Bias is not a concept of monetary possession. It's the house in which you live.
Summer house.
That's where the Achsanoi comes in, right? He's nishta he, nishta her. He is on the horns of a dilemma. Who am I? What am I? Am I a guest in the house, or am I a householder now? And we'll soon see the halacha, the friendship between Achsanoi and Shnei Bali Batim b'Bayis Echad. Two people who co-own a house. That you like miserable here. No, we don't have the right. Right there.
This one does.
Thank you. It's Shabbos. I want Chanukah Tofresh.
Tofresh Ayin Hey?
Tofresh Ayin something, right?
Tofresh Ayin Hey.
Yeah. Listen to the Mechaber. Achsanoi Shein Madlik and Oliver Basil. Because of Abzera. Said, not in the house, I'm not Achsanoi. Achsanoi is a special category. What is it? He has no house. Meaning, now he has no house. There's a little wash over here. Like what they're washing in Chashabas. So how are Rishon gives one line that clarifies the sugya in the Gemara. In the Rosh. Yeah. One line. Omer Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chaya B'Ner Chanukah. So those are the big words and the few Ches in the Rosh. Beino Yotzei B'Nero Shabalabayas, lo have bechal ishu ishto. So it's a mistake, ishu ishto. It's a typo. Lo bechal ishu beiso. They correct it on the bottom. The agor sagor, you see? Agor sagor, right? Just a few words the Rosh adds, that's all. So you're not a member of the household. I'm there, I'm eating there, I'm sleeping there, so what? You're not part of my household. That's why I think the Rosh is right. I mean, it's not a typo. The going, agos agos, is not always a correction, but sometimes a reality. Remember the Gaon, even though it takes away some of the mystery about the man, the mysticism about the man. Supposedly, people say that he went into Golos, right, for self-perfection. Golos breaks your ego. Right? You leave your home, you leave your town, and you're now waiting for people to invite you for Shabbos. So he went into Golos. It was done by Gedolim as kind of a expiation of sin, right? The discomfiture of being in Golos. Right? But I was taught differently. He didn't go to Golos. He went to libraries. The only libraries that existed in those days were in the shuls. That's for him. And that's how he wrote the Agor Sagor. And therefore, I think him for a Girse Ishu Beso, I think Ishu Ishto is a better pshat. He's not in the klal of Ishu Ishto, meaning he's not a member of their family. That's what the Goshen said to you. He could be my guest, he could be eating in my house all Hanukkah, but he's not part of Ishvi Ishto, not part of my marriage bond. My children are, but not you. Therefore, he can't be included in the concept of bias. Hey, you see that, Lashon? Omar, and there, after that, Omar Rav Zera, Meiresh Ki Avina Beirav, Mishtatifne bepriti, why Bahadei Ushmiza? Along with everybody else. The other guests who came to the Rebbe, the Talmidim came to the Rebbe to study Torah. Every now and then he would go back to the well and refresh his Torah by going back to his Rebbe. And other Talmidim did, so a Rebbe and came certain times was hosting a lot of Talmidim. Bosa de Nesivna, once I got married, and I still went to the Rebbe occasionally. Amina hashtavade ot sikhte madagle boga v'isoi. My chiv, the Rabbana, lighting candles, I fulfilled the gav v'isoi. Why isn't that Raya against the Meiri? Because there's a different concept. The concept of Ish Ubeso, the Meiri held, right, is nothing to do with Shliach to do a mitzvah. It's not Mitam Shlichus. She lights the candle because the Rabbanan said that a woman light candle but from Apeinoi Bosunes, so she's not a Cher Shoyte Bekotan, she's a Mechuyevet B'mitzvah. The mitzvah is done, candles are burning in my house, that's all Chazal asked for. Then asked you to light candles. They asked that a Bachiyuvit should light the candles in the house, and a woman is a Bachiyuvit, but not because she's my Shliach. Therefore, the marshal, it was not my house, and I wanted to go ahead, right, and have someone be motzi me by mishtati bepriti. A woman couldn't do that according to the Miri. A woman couldn't be lighting the candle, give her some money, and she'll light the candles? No. Then she's doing gibitok shlichus to the individual who gives the money. But in the house, no, she's doing it because the Rabbanan said she's doing it, and once it's done, it covers the husband also. Because he has no chiyuv to light the candles. He has a chiyuv that his house should be lit.
So then if the husband is present, and they're equally mechuyavim in the mitzvah, then why should she not do it in his presence?
No, I believe that there'll be no objection to that. There, because she can do not doing our shlichus, doing out the chiyuv of ishu beiso. The only time you have a situation of shlichus, right? There is the mishtate bepriti. I'm defending the Meiri's position. It's simple, just to answer, yes, she can, because she's secret Mechuyavis, same as the man. No, that's how the Rambam holds. That's why I believe the Rambam did mention, Shav Hein Hoi Bosheves. Just get the Rabbanu Mesaken for man and for woman equally. He said that Sam Sofer has to come up with this far reach, right? To explain why in his time women were not lighting. And he says Ambonos Gedolos also weren't lighting. Because why? He says because the Iker Takona was to light Bechutz. No, even going to Sam Sofer then. And now that the Takona changed, and according to many people, the Takona changed because of the enmity of the Goyim. Ben Laden, Yimach Shemo, right, is only one individual who didn't like us, but nobody likes us. So therefore, we had the light inside. And according to many of the Achoinim, they interpret that as an altered takona. Takona was moved from outside to inside. Then the Sam Sofer's explanation why a woman can't be motzi a man, or she can't light for herself. This is not a dominic, that disappears because bibeso, she's as much a chiyevus as he is. The only two comes in because it's not kvudo basvelech. Pnimo. Food of Asvelech is Pnimo, to be inside the house. You know, that aloche, that statement is also used why women can't testify in court. Not because of some of their integrity. Because it's not nice to make a woman go to court. Unless she stole money from you, that you saw.
An unmarried woman, let's say an unmarried girl goes to seminary, is she still covered by her father's household?
According to...
Sfardim, yes.
According to, I think the minute as it was until relatively recently. Recently, we've had a little revolt among the women, a little more feminism, and they want to do mitzvahs also. So I believe that today, I think in the seminaries, the women do light. When you go home, ask your wife, she went to seminary. I'm sure that she went there as well.
She did, but she comes from a Sephardi home. I think she was yotzei by her father.
Yeah.
After age 12, she didn't light anymore.
Yeah. Was she in a dormitory? That's a question.
She was in a dormitory.
Yeah. And they didn't light.
I don't know what they did. I'll ask what they did. I don't think she herself.
I think they do. I think the men give all that they do.
So they can be, so that if that's the case, then they can also be Mishtatef Bepriti?
Well, okay. It's not that strange. Meaning, even for us, almost all our mitzvahs we can do b'shliach, but we see that, right, doing it begufo is better.
That one is better.
Doing mitzvahs begufo, doing mitzvahs with your own body is better. So it's not that not such a novel concept to
also,
want to do it yourself.
So say that presents a problem. Right, what's the problem? Look further in the Mechaba. Yeah. Comes to Aksanoi. Look what he says. We're dying something here. Listen, Lashon Machaba. Achsanoye Shem Eligon Bebeso. So Achlosa is Pruto, right? La Bala Bayas, the Shtati Fimo Beshemesh and Achanaka. The Mishlo Pesach Pasuach Liatzmo, if he has a door from his room that leads to the outside, right? A side entrance. So Achlahadli Bepisco. Alpha P shows so bias, ain't a miyuchad el al shayna, wochel al shulchan bala bias. Even though he's not basil because he doesn't eat there. He has to eat in the common dining room with everybody. He only sleeps there, so surely it's not basil. If it's not basil, then therefore he should mishati bepriti. Why doesn't the Mechaber say, but if he wants, he can light also? He wants to light himself. And if, Tuvi, as you said, mitzvah bo yosef b'shulcho, why should he mishtatef b'priti? Well, I'll put it differently. Can he light himself also? Shatef b'priti is an easy way out. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. if he has a door to the outside, so lahadlik. He says, "Mikivon de bezeh hadloka ein elav shumchshada." The only reason you're lighting is shumchshad because there's a door outside, right? People don't know that he's only a guest. They can think maybe it's his room. It's rented. He eats in the room and he sleeps in the room. It's his bias. So shumchshada, right? Therefore, he says, "Alkein." So I'll show you what I found. Okay, let me pose that as the question. Why doesn't he mention that alternative? He wants to be Mimana Mahadlin, he can light himself? Doesn't seem to give a choice. If you're an Aksanoi, they don't have a house where someone is lighting, then the only Eitzeh the Mechaber offers you is Mishtati Vepriti. Why doesn't he also give you the alternative? Or if he wants to be Mahadal, he can light himself. Shatav Priti is a cheap way out. I would think that the Bahaba holds you can't be like yourself. It'd be a Brochel Vatola. Why? Because the Iketakon is Ishu Beso. You don't have a house, sir. But then Aksanoi is a strange relationship, right? It's like the horse says, it's not Ishu Beso, it's not Ishu Ishto, he's not a member of the family. So he's not really covered by what the Balabais does. But nor is he a stranger. He sleeps there. He doesn't eat all privately, he eats with everybody, but he sleeps there. Because of his intermediary position that he holds in halacha, not Ishu Beso, nor is he a fellow walking in the desert where he wouldn't have a chiyuv at all because there's no house. Maybe it's like mezuzah, no house, you know, a chiyuv. Therefore, Meshatim Bepriti is the only way he can be involved. That's Takona, Asenoi Meshatim Bepriti. Because I can't find a halachic position for him. Because the Iketakon is Ishu Beisa, has to do with the household. He has no household, that should be Poto. But he has a household. He's sleeping there, he's eating there in his house, etc. So he's not Nishti Nishir. Therefore, the Rabbanu came in with the Eitzah B'Shatah B'Priti. And the Mechaber offers no other solution. The Mishnah Berurah, right, the Chofetz Chaim comes in and says, but if he wants to be Mahadar, he can light for himself. I believe that the Mechaber would hold as a Bochel Vatola. You can't light for yourself.
If the Aksanai was a married man with his wife and child staying in a separate room there, would that change this because of the fact that now he's...
No. That's what means Ishu Beisar. That is house, but he has a wife with him, and that makes a difference.
I think I saw that the Ben Ish Chai says that if a son is now married, staying by his parents' house, and he's with his own family, then he lights in his own room.
Oh, and here he says, says is, so a lot of people chose to buy say the Mughal and Shayna, who Ochal al Shul Balabayas, right? Who are din the Ben Ochal Eitzel Oviv? That what? A Ben Ochal Eitzel Oviv? That if he has a Pesach Pesuach to Shul Sarab, also has to light separately.
What if he doesn't have Petach Patuach?
Huh?
But if he doesn't have Petach Patuach, then not?
No. Hold on a minute. Interesting. The Mishnah adds, don't know how everybody would agree with him. Dafke linyan achsanoi, shein beso etzlo, right? Havel mishu so in etzel chavero bikoi, someone who was invited to Sheva Brochus. He just came for one meal, right? Yeshlo shom bayis, boso ir, he can't be meshate bepriti. Right. So chleirach lebeso lahadlik shom nechanika. The main roots are lozud mi mokom shesoed yisavel ishto shetalik al bebeso. He's not an achsanoi. Achsanoi is someone who might come for one meal. Achsanoi is a fellow who's rented a room. He's at a boarding house, where he rents a room and he eats in a common dining room. He's in a hotel. I do go to a hotel for Hanukkah. I mean, what are you then? What's the shiur? What's called an achsanoi? How many days you have to be there to become an achsanoi? It's a bikoi balba, but certainly one meal, certainly you can't use the eitzim, meshatet b'priti, you got to go back home and light candles. Or tell your wife to light for you.
Rabbi, I found with the sun, he says, im nasa isha, yadlik b'cheder shelo, shehu yashen sham, ach lo yevarech, אלא יעמוד אצל אביו כשהוא מברך ויכוון לברכות של אביו ואחר כך הולך ומדליק בחדרו.
It's what, two sheetahs he says?
This is the...
One says לא יברך?
No, he says, no, it's one sheetah. He says he should not make a bracha.
No,
he should listen to his father and be yotze and then go light for himself. But
that's a cowardly psak. Right. Yeah, why? He can't make up his mind. What do you do with such a fellow? That's a big problem. He's not achsanoi. He's not ishu beso, right? Therefore, he's a light rada. That's already just covering you, right? No chiv. If you have a chiv, you make a bracha. Light rada bracha, no problem. Do that all. But it means he couldn't find a chiv for him because it's not Yishu Beisel. Because
this is in his father's house, though.
Huh?
I don't know about Aksanai. This is in his own father's house.
No, even in his father's house, he says.
Specifically in his father's house. Because by Sfaradim, the children don't light their own menorot.
But he's he's here with his wife, he says.
Now he's married, so he lives in his own room. Kavod Av.
I don't know how to classify him now. Is it two balabatim in a house where each one has a chiyuv to make a bracha already? Rabbi Yazid, the Rambam has it. I have it here written down someplace. I think I had it someplace here. I wrote it. Okay. Sefer HaPardes, that's Luchos Tel Rashi, Shalat Shubhas of Rashi, whether it is or not, it's always open to evaluation, all of it, part of it. But Sefer HaPardes says, right, Hitzel Shnei Balabatim Shegorim Bevayis Echod, two partners living in a house. No one is a balabos and the other one's a guest. But two families sharing a house. You people don't know about that, but in my youth, money wasn't available, but people wanted to go away for some vacation, summertime, so you rented a bungalow in the Catskill Mountains, and we had a good friend. Two families rented a bungalow. The three families went to the bungalow. The bungalow with 5-6 bedrooms. So several families would get together. So it share the cost of the bungalow, of the rent. Right? It didn't change the price, whether you have two children or six children. Three families with six children. Right? So now you have, and if it's Hanukkah time, you have two equal balabatim in a house, or one house. So what's the halacha? Ishu beso. So one of them will like that takes care of the ishu beso. No. It's ishu beso. Each one has a house. Each one has the light. Shnei balabatim shegorim bevayis echod. Right? Lahadze kolecha b'chud. Right? And here, I was Meiri said it too. Dama Meiri Kosev, Shafilu Shnei Balabatim Smuchim Al Shulchan Echad, even though they eat together, Shafilu Ben Nosui Shesomach Al Shulchan Oviv, Chayovim Lahadlik Benifrad, O Yishtatru B'Cholayla B'Shemen. They can eat light separately, or they should share the cost of the oil. Then each one is lighting it. Okay, I think it's much fun to spend on this. Yeah.
Why is there a concept of neri shubeso? I mean, it shouldn't matter the person. It should matter persume nisa. It's an outward thing for onlookers. It's nothing to do with the person who's lighting.
You can't put a mitzvah on a house. You can put a mitzvah on a person. Right? That's why it didn't say a mitzvah abeso. It's a mitzvah ishubeso. There's this relationship of a person to a house. That's why an achsanoi, as the Rosh pointed out, that short statement, he's not clearly right in any category where I could call it ishu beso, nor can I discount him because he's eating there, he's sleeping there. So I don't know how to define the beso. If he said the only etza you have is shati v'priti, that covers you. But otherwise, if I have two people living in a household, each one has a house. The chiyuv was not given to a house. A house doesn't listen to chiyuv l'rabbanan. It's given to a human being. So each human being has a chiyuv near Hanukkah. That's not my approach. Not because there's pesumi nisa already. There's plenty of pesumi nisa when you go to Mahadran and a Mahadran and everybody's lighting on every window, there's someone else lighting a menorah, and there's a mitzvah bracha, there's a chiyuv.